more fiscally appealing. See, people only went to coal because the forests were all cut. Yeah, wood alone could not supply the energetic glut of the 19th century. And natural gas is just like this because pockets don't connect. Yeah, it's messy underneath the ground, and what we see is indirect. And in the past, the things were limited, but that is now all changed. Yeah, the government won't keep us safe, and now I'm just afraid. Oh, everyone loves natural gas, it's efficient and burns clean. Yeah, it keeps our houses warm, it cooks our food, turns water into steam. But did you know that where it grows is prehistoric mud and shale that's buried down below in prehistoric sludge? See, the land is ours, it's everyone's, not some Corzoran bridge. Yeah, we lease the rights and miners come and frack and drill and dig. Oh, the problem is there's not enough restriction on the mess that's left behind and happens while investors all invest, and they just keep doing it. Now this all might seem messy, cause it really truly is. Yeah, we've got cleaner forms of energy and vinegar and piss. Well, the more we use this natural gas, well, the more we need to frack. It's a choice we have collectively to take our land right back. Oh, everyone loves natural gas, it's efficient and burns clean. Burns clean, it keeps our houses warm, it cooks our food, turns water into steam. But did you know that where it grows is prehistoric mud and shale that's buried down below in prehistoric sludge.